Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. In John 13, verse 34, Jesus said, quote, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also that you also love one another. By this shall all know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." It is interesting that Jesus gave these words on the eve, the very eve of his passion and crucifixion. And he gave these words to his own, that is, to his disciples. Those, that small community, I should say, of believing ones whom he had chosen to take his word throughout the world. And this was to be their brand. Excuse me. Love. And this was to be their hallmark, as it were. The world would know who Jesus was through the love that his disciples shared among themselves and with others. Now, he says, a new commandment. Kaini is the Greek word. And so, the word means a The adjective, I should say, means a qualitatively new commandment. And note that commandment is not a suggestion. They were to be obedient to his word. A new commandment I give, present indicative, unto you, that you love one another. And this love that they are to share among themselves is given in the present imperative. You are to love one another. They were brethren. Adelphos is a singular. And Adelphos in the Greek means one of the same womb, one of the same womb. And so they were to have this enormous love among themselves that the Holy Spirit would bring into their lives. And so there would be no doubt as to who they were and whose they were. They were to be those who shared the love of God among one another in their lives so that all would see who they were. And this is wonderful. It is a very powerful reality in the lives of those who know and love God. In Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, Paul wrote these words: "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations or trials, knowing that tribulation worketh patience or proven character." See 1 Thessalonians 1:3. And patience or proven character, experience. And experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because, this is verse 5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. A very, very important verse. Because the love of God is shed abroad. And there's a wonderful word. It means to pour out or to gush out greedily. Shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It is a powerful and wonderful, compelling ethic. We're to show the love of God. We're to practice His love. God has given us His love. Now, there's nothing here about human love. We're not to call upon human love when we interact with one another as believers. It is all of Christ. It is all of God. We're to share His love for God. John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved." This is the love that we are to share. "For God so loved." And here Paul writes, "The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who is given unto us. For when we," verse 6, "for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended," once again, "His love toward us, and that while we were yet or still sinners, Christ died for us." It is always the love of God. God is love. And we are to make ourselves available to God's transcendent love. Now, understand the relationship between love and justice. The love that we are to share among ourselves and to share with others is God's own agape, God's own self-sacrificial love. Now, most certainly, there are going to be those who reject the word of God. And John chapter 3, after verse 16, talks about this. Those who reject the love of God will face the crisis of the judgment of God. There is love and there is justice. But let me say that it is imperative that believing ones practice love, because love begets love. Love begets love. And so this is a healing power. That is God's love. It's available as healing power to a world that has been ruined by sin. The world has been ruined by sin. You and I understand this. And think about those who want to impose their narrow definition of justice upon a world that has been ruled by sin. Think about those who want to impose an absolute sense of justice from their narrow viewpoint upon all others. Pass sentence on others, then you also pass sentence upon yourself. Individuals do not believe in or do not understand the reciprocal nature of certain acts. Well, when we practice love, then love begets love. We are to demonstrate the love that God, in our lives, the love that God has demonstrated to us or toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It was said of the believing community in the first century AD, behold, how they love one another. What a testimony. Behold how they love one another. It never said that the believing community of the first century was perfect. We know this. But what was evident and what made the believing community attractive to others and what made others want to join the believing community was not their wealth. They most certainly did not preach the gospel of health and wealth, but the love that they demonstrated, the peace that they demonstrated, this wonderful new emerging community showed the world something very new. Yes, these individuals had come together through the crucified one. But he did not remain crucified. He was buried, yes, but he did not remain buried. He rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Please read 1 Corinthians 15. And he stood up, Anastasis Nekron. He stood up out from among the dead. And he became the risen Lord of all of us. Beginning in that first century community, where God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This community, that is the community of the believing ones, is to be different. We are different. We have been made different. We have been regenerated through the power of the Spirit. All is of God. And what God has done and what God has accomplished and what God still seeks to accomplish through his church. We are to make ourselves available to the God who has blessed us with salvation through his Son. The Christ event is to be manifest on a daily basis in our lives. It is a wonderful power to live within the love of God, to share the love of God, and to see others attracted to that love. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and have a wonderful day.